This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, so I was talking big picture with Gurr there and the dollar for a minute. Here is a really big picture story. It's about America in the global economy, specifically American debt in that economy. According to new data out from the Treasury Department, China sold off more than $41 billion worth of U.S. government debt in October. And oh, hey, look, despite what everybody had been saying, the sky is not falling. Marketplace's Amy Scott explains.
China has been, or had been, the single biggest holder of U.S. treasuries for most of the past decade. And with that came the fear of what might happen if China decided to sell off that debt.
And if it had to be done quickly, then the value of all treasury bonds could fall rather quickly as well.
Guy Leba is chief fixed income strategist with Janney Montgomery Scott. When bond prices fall, interest rates go up, and that could slow down the U.S. economy. The thing is, Leba says, China has been unloading U.S. treasuries for about 18 months now.
The impact has been very gradual and measured over time, so you can never point to a single day and say, hey, China caused bonds to sell off.
So why has China been selling? Ann Lee, author of What the U.S. Can Learn from China, says partly to raise dollars in order to buy its own currency, to prop up the value. Lee says despite President-elect Trump's claims that China has been devaluing the yuan to keep its exports cheap.
That hasn't been the case for years now. These days, China's actually been trying to keep its currency elevated.
If China keeps up or speeds up the sell-off, there is a risk that could push up interest rates. But Brian Setzer, a senior fellow with the Council on Foreign Relations, downplays that risk.
I think what we've learned is that Chinese sales are only one factor, and probably not the dominant factor, that drives U.S. Treasury yields.
What matters far more, he says, is what our own central bank decides to do and the policy changes that will come with the Trump administration. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.